you know, she's at a bubble, right? 54 bubble.
Yeah, she has a 54 bubble.
But he had a flying cloud, I believe, which was sold.
Did he sell it?
Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah,
Bob Wheeler's.
He had a flying cloud. Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't it a 50?
He sold the flying cloud, but he still got the 58 Pacer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've actually gone on to I've got a picture, and I posted it right when I got here, but it's the picture of the Around the World Caravan in 63, 64, and it's got a picture of an Airstream leaving Afghanistan. So that's my picture for Facebook here in a couple days.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Rob, you know, my neighbor, his grandparents went on that caravan. And when I was a kid, his grandparents lived just next door to my buddy. And I was over there as a kid, and I was staring at this trailer saying, what's that? And he says, my grandparents went around the world in that. So that was sort of about 65, 66, I guess, I was over there. And I was like, oh,
really? Wow.
I read the book, and of course, sure enough, their name's in there. So, yeah, they made it. It was the only Canadian couple that did it.
Cool. Yeah, the book has...
You've been through this area, haven't you, Colin?
Yeah, I went... Well, not Afghanistan, but close enough. All through Pakistan, down through Amritsar, and then down through Quetta and into Iran, all the way through Iran to Turkey. This was 27 years ago during the Iran-Iraq War of that era, which was kind of hectic. And I ran into a lot of Afghani refugees in Quetta that because, of course, the Russians were there at the time. So, yeah, I'm sure it looks quite similar to what I was going through.
Right.
Very cool. Now, the book has Bob Wheeler's 1950 flying cloud shown in it.
Right. That's sold.
He sold that, huh? Man, this looks great.
Didn't Ricky Rockets buy that?
Somebody out west, California way, movie star or something. Yeah, maybe a musician.
I've heard it was Patrick Dempsey or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know. Somebody out west.
Yeah, sounds really cool.
Sounds like you need to have David on the show again.
Yeah, we should. Anyway, his book is Airstream's Custom Interiors. You should check, especially if you're redoing an Airstream. You could get some really, really good ideas as far as interior. Lots of cool pictures.
Do any of them have bathrooms?
Oh, yeah. This 1950 did.
Yep. Excellent.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, guys. You got to go, Rob?
Yeah, I got to head out here.
Thanks again for the call.
8 o'clock in the morning.
Thanks again for the call yesterday, man. You really made my day.
Cool.
Yeah, really appreciate you coming on, man. They're very cool.
Yeah. Keep your head down.
Sounds good. That's right. Will do.
Let us know when you land.
Will do. Take care.
All right, Rob. Good night. Godspeed.
Bye.
All right. Very cool. Live from Afghanistan, Lieutenant.
That is wicked cool.
Baker. Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
We didn't really answer the lady's question. I mean, I threw David Winnick out there, but I don't know if there's any more restoration shops up in the Michigan area.
Besides David? He's probably hard to get into, you know. He's pretty busy, I think. He seems to do, what, one or two a year or something like that when we talk to him?
Yeah, it's a pretty serious commitment you got to have working with David Winnick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Michigan and Baltimore aren't that far away.
Yeah, Michigan and New York aren't either, Frank.
Yeah.
now, guys. Oh, Rob sent me a picture here. Very cool. All right. Anyway, let me ask him why he's still on, if I can post his picture. But, yeah, check out David's book, Airstream Custom Interiors. I'm sure it's on Amazon.